Well, there's that school bell. Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, go get your Bible and be turning, this time, to the 67th Psalm. And we're going to be looking at the missionary message of the Psalm, and that Psalms, and that is the fact that the Psalms anticipated that the gospel would go forth into all of the world, and it would be a blessing to all of the nations and everyone in all the world that would hear, believe, and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ would be recipients of those blessings promised long before unto Abraham. It would be through Abraham and his seed that these promises, these spiritual promises, would be fulfilled. And so we'll be looking at that in just a moment from the 67th Psalm. And we'll be talking about that expression, for God to cause his face to shine upon you. Beautiful words. Do we know what they mean? You probably intuitively do. And we'll be discussing that as we get into this psalm. Now, while you're doing that, turning to the 67th Psalm, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying today an old Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of November 11th, 1923, being guided along in our study of this psalm by the old preacher, E. A. Elam, who wrote these lessons in his senior years. Now let's look at the 67th Psalm. And the first verse of this psalm is a prayer for mercy and guidance. God, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Isn't that a beautiful expression, that he caused his face to shine upon us? Let's look at the meaning of those words. Let's turn to Elam's notes. He says, God caused his face to shine upon them was both to approve and to guide them. Look how this expression is used elsewhere in the scriptures. Psalm chapter 4 and verse 6. Many are they that say, who will show us any good? Jehovah, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. You see, that's an answer to the question, who'll show us good? It will be good when God lets the light of his countenance shine upon us. And thinking about this, now look at some other passages, but remember this. Think how wonderful it is when the sun shines upon you on a cool day or something, and then that sun breaks forth from the clouds, and the warmth of its rays, the light that it gives you so you can know where you are and what you ought to do, and the blessings that come to us by way of the sunshine. Well, think of God's face shining upon us, providing all those blessings like we get when the sun shines upon us. Look at Psalm 31, verses 15 and 16. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me in thy loving kindness. In the parallelisms of the Psalms, we know what it means for God's face to shine upon his servant in this passage. It means to be saved in his loving kindness. Psalm chapter 80 and verse 3. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. The 119th Psalm, verse 135. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Now here it introduces the element of the benefit of light. and being able to see what it is that we are to do and where we are to go. And so again, looking at this parallel, making thy face to shine upon thy servant is compared here and exampled here by teach me thy statutes. It is the statutes that we have received of God that show us how we ought to walk before him. And as a result of that, if when we comply with those statutes and we walk in his ways, we are blessed by God. We're even blessed to know what his ways are by those statutes. Psalm 119, verses 105 said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 and 27, we have this blessing. Jehovah bless thee and keep thee. Jehovah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. So shall they put thy name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Surely it is all our desires that God would cause his face to shine upon us and to shine upon those whom we love. Now this 67th Psalm is also a prayer for all nations. Let me read the second verse. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. You see how in that psalm we go from causing his face to shine upon us to the way being made known upon all the earth. It is through God's way being made known in all the earth that we receive the spiritual blessings that God has promised. We look in verse 2, that thy way may be known upon all the earth and thy salvation upon all nations. God's way is spoken of in two senses. One, his way of wisdom and mercy and justice in dealing with men, both with individuals and with nations. And two, his way in which he directs men to walk, that is, to live in obedience to him. There are also many ways spoken of in the Bible. There's a way of folly and a way of salvation. The way that is not good and the good and right way. The way of the wicked, the way of the righteous, the way of darkness, and the way of light, the way of death, and the way of life, the way of man, and the way of God. God's way of knowledge and wisdom and riches and judgment are unsearchable and past finding out. And Paul writes of that in this passage in the book of Romans, after he explains God's dealing with man and justifies God and how he deals with man. We read in Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past tracing out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and unto him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. We read in Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 8 of a highway of holiness. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 17, the way of salvation. And also the way in Acts chapter 24 and 14. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 4, the way embraces the whole plan of salvation through the gospel. God's thoughts and ways are as much higher than man's thoughts and ways as the heavens are higher than the earth. In order to be saved, man must forsake his own thoughts and ways and must turn to God's thoughts and ways. Let me read to you the words of the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11, the prophet says, Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, and give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. The Jews prayed God to bless and guide them, that his way of salvation may be known among all nations. As the Jews walked uprightly before God and were blessed by him, they became a blessing to the Gentiles, especially since salvation is of the Jews, as we read in John chapter 4 and verse 22. The 67th Psalm is a call for nations to praise God. Let me read those first three verses. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. Now here it is. Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. When God's way and salvation are known and among all the earth and among all nations, then all the peoples or the Gentile world will praise God. For this the psalmist calls upon all to praise him. To praise God is to thank him with expressions of deep gratitude and high appreciation for many things, both temporal and spiritual. The Bible teaches all people to praise God. In this psalm, all nations are to call upon to praise him for salvation. For this we should praise him both now and forever. While the Jews then prayed for salvation of the nations, Christians today are commanded to offer prayers, supplications, and thanksgiving for all men. Paul repeats, saying, for kings and for all that are in the high place, that we may live a tranquil life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We read in this beautiful psalm in verse 4, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. The nations should be glad and sing for joy because God will judge them with equity. That's with fairness, with righteous. It'll be good judgment. God is a righteous judge and will judge the world in righteousness through Christ. Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. Abraham declared in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 25 that the judge of all the earth will do right. I am most profoundly grateful that God and not man is the judge, aren't you? God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and will know by clear the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and the children's children into the third and fourth generation. Exodus 34:6-7.